What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Do we do this peanut the squirrel story or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, but first let me just... Let me just add this here because it's just... I mean, Meeker is on fire and I feel like nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Meeker is like being destroyed and I feel like nobody cares.
It's like the biggest fire we've ever had.
Yeah, and they just declared it a national emergency or whatever, you know, where he deployed, whatever.
Is that the one they're calling the Lee fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
No, it's huge. And don't you feel like it's kind of getting lost?
Yeah, considering it's right now considered the largest ever in state history.
Really?
One of.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly where it stands this morning, but it's still burning, obviously. Yep. But yeah, it's called the Lee Fire.
Yeah, and
okay? It's, I mean, over 106,000 acres.
Yeah, and people are losing their houses and everything, and I feel like we're just like...
Well, this morning they say 113,000. Okay. It continues to grow this morning, but you're exactly right. Yeah. Hardly anybody's talking about it. You do see it on the news here and there, but you don't hear a lot of talk about it. Yeah. I think because it just feels like it's so far away.
But it's in our state. It's our people.
I don't know.
Anyway, go back to your squirrel and whatever.
Squirrel's pretty important. Now I feel like it's an injustice to do the squirrel story after reading the fire thing.
I know, right?
You know?
Well, these people are suing for $10 million.
Right, let's go back to the beginning of this story.
Okay.
The guy had a squirrel and a what?
A raccoon
in his house as pets, right?
Yes.
And then the state of New York said, you can't do that. Somebody turned him in, right? One of the neighbors. They said, you can't have those animals. It's not allowed here in New York. So the state went in and got the animals, took the raccoon and the squirrel.
Wasn't he like popular on
social media? Yep.
Like it was kind of some income.
Peanut
too.
And Fred.
Yeah.
The squirrel was big on social media. So yeah, you're right. Income. And the state, he claims, killed him.
Yep.
Put them down. And the state then said that they had rabies, remember?
I don't.
Yes.
Didn't they come back and say Peanut had rabies or something like that?
That was why they got him in the first place. Yeah.
Oh, because of the rabies.
Yeah.
And that's never been proven, by the way. Well, now the owner is suing for $10 million.
And the owners of a famous squirrel and his raccoon sidekick are now suing the state for the loss of their pets.
The New York Post reports Mark Longo and Daniela Bittner are seeking $10 million in damages for the deaths of Peanut the squirrel and his raccoon pal, Fred. They claimed they suffered emotional trauma and financial losses since losing their squirrel that had become an internet celebrity. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation took the animals in October after receiving complaints they were being kept illegally and were potentially unsafe. Both animals were euthanized and tested for rabies after Peanut bit a worker involved in the investigation. Tests on both the animals came back negative for rabies. The DEC and Department of Health declined to comment on the lawsuit.
I hope they win.
I do too.
I hope they get their $10 million.
Because it's sad, right?
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, put squirrel down. Put the squirrel down, Peanut. Poor Peanut.
Nobody had to die here.
Nobody had to die, Jamie. And that whole rabies thing's a rumor.
Right.
Nothing's been proven. I think every squirrel gets a nut, and I think they win this lawsuit.
I think that Spadil has rabies after he was attacked by that dog.
Have you checked?
Checked for rabies?
You might
want
to go and check. Yeah.
It didn't even pierce my shirt. It actually just like did that, just biting me. You know, it was like pinched it so hard that that's what happened.
Wait, what did you say?
I have no idea what you just
said.
It
didn't tear through my shirt. Like the actual teeth didn't sink into me. It just bit me that hard that that's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no saliva?
No.
No blood?
Really? Yeah, that was the first thing I looked at was just the shirt, and then there was no holes or anything, so I wasn't worried about it. I just threw some antibiotics on it, and I was like, all right, I'm good.
You sure know how to kill a good story.
No kidding.
Jamie and I were going down the rabies route. You could have gone with us, but no. Didn't even pierce my shirt.
Nope. All right. Well,
that was a vicious attack, Spadil. Stick with the story.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.